Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Yes, welcome everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara Sharinian, and you may notice that you don't hear Alon's voice, and that's because he had, let's just call it a little accident on the way here, something involving a giraffe. And as sorry as I am to be missing him, you know, I decided that, you know what, I'm just going to talk the whole show, and it's going to be Ara complaining about video games all night long, all Ara, all the time. So if you want to call in, 866-536-1100, and it doesn't matter if you do or you don't, because I'm going to be complaining all night long. Wait a minute. Who's that?
Give me my show back, bitch!
Oh crap, hold on. Oh, hey, how's it going, man? How you doing?
All right, listen, the giraffe was in another castle.
I was just keeping the seat warm for you, I swear.
Allard was watching us.
It was really crazy. All right, so there's this new game, Space Giraffe, by the guy who made Winamp, and I think it was the guy who made Winamp.
Is that the guy who made Winamp?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Don't even get me started on Space
like
Giraffe.
That.
It was from LlamaSoft.
It was spiffy.
Right. Anyway,
he was the guy who did Tempest.
He was like, the guy. No wonder that game looks so
exactly
much like Tempest.
Like
and
Tempest
all the 12 renditions of Tempest.
All right, so this game, you have to play through the tutorial. This is why we were late today. Because we were sitting there. Well, Rich was sitting there watching me play. It was like hypnotized by Space Giraffe on the 360. And it's every time you beat a little level, it's like, congratulations, you have success. But the giraffe is in another castle.
That game, I'm not prone to seizures, but
a
that game will
you.
Give me seizures.
Did you see Space Giraffe?
Oh, heck yeah, I saw it.
It's Did crazy. You see Allard's face in the background?
Yes. That guy is on crack. I mean, I don't know. Like, is the whole game just a parody of
one.
Like... What's
it? Tempest and Ingrish. It was freaking awesome.
Tempest, but I mean, like, there's just so many graphics on the screen, just like strobing and totally in your face.
Yeah,
I was like, you can't play that game.
It was difficult, and the game wasn't very good.
It's very avant-garde. It's very like, you know, artsy fartsy. Like, okay, you know, like I've got all this graphical power, and all I know is, you know, programming techniques from the 80s, so I'm just going to use it to make all these crazy colors everywhere.
It was neat nonetheless. But we have far more interesting things to discuss. Richard?
I think we went somewhere this weekend, this last weekend.
We just got back from Seattle's.
Is that where we were?
That's where we were.
I heard.
I didn't even know where we were, really. There's just a whole bunch of stuff going on.
I went to
confusion.
Boston first to watch my movie in some theaters.
Nobody cares, Alon.
Hey, that's what I did. That's why I was gone last week.
Hey, I care.
No, you don't.
Right.
No, you're right, I don't.
If people want to see that movie, then go to 10amph.com and learn more about it. But that's what I did there in Boston and Vermont. But then I went over to Seattle for the Penny Arcade Expo. And we put on our annual game show, the Chatterbox Treasure Box.
Ooh.
This was Rich's first time at Penny Arcade Expo.
I pressed buttons, and it was neat.
It's my first time, too. I mean, yeah, that's right, I didn't go.
Yeah.
Ara didn't make it. However, he was there in spirit. And
not really.
Rich was running the board, actually. He was making sure that the game shows ran well. What I did, I
sent my ninjas.
First, I moderated a panel.
You didn't see him.
No, I moderated a panel with Dave Grossman and Ron Gilbert. And
how did that go?
Nate Fox.
I completely missed it because I was at a hotel.
This is a funny story. It went reasonably well, right?
Okay, cool.
I'd never moderated a panel before. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I came up with some questions. And as usual, it was very last minute. But I did a good job. And then that night, actually, when my brother and I, who he was there too, we went to dinner at a restaurant in the Sheraton right nearby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Grossman was sitting at a table right nearby. And he's the guy who made Sam and Max.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, I was about to ask
he
you
did,
that
like,
question.
Monkey Island and stuff like that, too. Like,
yeah.
He's got a whole huge resume.
He's, like, the dude that does adventure games.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that platform that I play too much.
And Ron Gilbert helped him. You know, they worked together on a lot of stuff in the past. But Dave Grossman does the Sam and Max games now. And he stopped me as I was walking to my table for dinner. And I said, hey, you know, I never got to thank you for running the panel.
Was he hitting on you?
No. But he said, I never got to thank you for running the panel. You did a pretty good job. I didn't even realize until I went to another panel. And I was like, and I said to him, so basically I do a good job as long as you compare me to crap. and he recognized that, and he tried to back down a little bit. but that's essentially what he was saying. And so I thank Mr. David Grossman. Anybody wants to go buy his games, I'm sure they're good games. It was a good panel, though. But more importantly, that same night, Friday night, we did the Chatterbox Treasure Box. And what we usually do the week after PAX is play a recording of that show. Now, this time we got a lot more time to do the event. So it was like 90 minutes of recording or something. And I will put that up on the website. It'll be podcasted, although it won't be the most recent one, right? The show we're recording right now is going to be the most recent one. But you can look, you can go onto the website and see the back episodes, right? And you'll find the Penny Arcade Expo thing. If you want to hear the questions, and we think today during the show, since we're not actually going to be playing through the game show itself, we'll just mention who won. Basically, there were three representatives, Penny Arcade, Chatterbox, and Destructoid. Destructoid, although we expected him to do well.
He did terribly.
Destructoid the person?
No, we had a person, like, there was one person representing Penny Arcade, and one person representing Chatterbox, who we picked at the show.
Okay, but his name wasn't Destructoid.
No. And then there was one person predetermined ahead of time. Destructoid chose him. Rich was part of that.
Me specifically
process.
Chose him, and he failed terribly. It was a terrible decision on my behalf, and Drewby's fails forever.
Didn't do well, but the Chatterbox representative took the show.
Sweet.
And won a lot of great stuff. And on our sponsors, I should really mention our sponsors. We had Nyko, gave us a bunch of stuff.
Excellent sponsor.
Yep, Majesco.
More excellent than Nyko.
Namco Bandai Games.
It just gets better and better.
THQ had a box just overflowing with stuff for us when we arrived.
Certainly, perhaps, the most incredible sponsor of all.
Perhaps. Logitech did a wonderful job. We had G5, G9s, a G11.
Mice and keyboard. Yeah.
I'm very proud to say that my keyboards are Logitech, which I did not pay for.
Yeah.
So
the G11 is ridiculous.
It's always, thanks for that stuff, Logitech. It's always awesome schmoozing with the PR folks.
And, of course, as always, EA also came through and gave us a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Tons of Command & Conquer 3. It was probably the most sought after.
We had, 212 copies of the game or something.
Like 5,000 or something.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
So they probably sent you, all of those copies of Boogie that they couldn't sell, right?
No. It was just Command & Conquer 3, but we had a lot of them, and they were good. They were taken very quickly, because what we do is, we have this token system where people get, if the audience answers a question, they get a token, then they redeem it at the end of the show. So,
are we going to announce the winners?
Chatterbox.
Well, we did. Chatterbox. His name was Ben.
Ben.
And he rocked.
Fellow.
Okay, everybody, watch out for Ben.
And he got way too many prizes.
Now he did get quite a few.
It was ridiculous.
Is it like one of those things where the same person can win the same thing?
The contestants, they do all the hard work, right? They make the show happen, so we give them a whole bunch of stuff. They all get these great prize packs. Now, the number one winner gets more. He got a special big prize. He got he was going to get a Wii, but he already had a Wii, so we gave him a 750 gigabyte hard drive. It was one of the prizes of Penny Arcade Redemption
Desk.
Big old
awesome.
Porn tower.
It looks like the chatters are on the chat room are clamoring as vultures for leftover stuff.
I have one leftover thing. I have from Nyko.
The USB cable?
Yeah, the 10-foot USB cable.
I was hoping for the air-cooled controller myself.
It's the USB cable to replace, if you actually bought a PS3, to replace the 25...
tiny-ass little cord.
The 2-inch cable that you're supposed to use.
Dude, you got robbed, because my cable's at least 4 inches long.
No, like on the PS3,
okay,
right? It doesn't charge the controller. You need to have a charged controller, because it's wireless. Only wireless. Can't have a wired one. And it only charges if the system's turned on. But who wants to keep their system on all day, right? So if you want to keep playing it forever, right, you use it while it's charged up, and then you have to play it while it's connected to the system with this tiny-ass little cable.
2 feet away from the PS3 just to play the game.
Yeah, or you leave it plugged in when it's turned on. And not use it, right? So who wants to do that?
So now
we have a nice 10-foot
cable.
Yep. Very exciting.
And if anybody wants to actually come to the studio, I'm happy to give that to them.
Person who shows up tonight.
I'm not gonna spend my own money to mail that out to someone.
Just Google Maps, KFNX, Radio, Phoenix.
Because I'm not convinced that any of our listeners have a PS3.
And subsequent people who visit will only receive sexual. Yeah.
But we thank Nyko nonetheless. They actually gave us the most product. They were awesome. They made the show a big success, as did all the others. And so we only have another minute here before we actually go to asking you questions to see if you would have been successful.
Oh, yeah. I'm so jazzed about this, and those 12 Red Bulls are going to really help me out.
So we're going to ask you questions in a few minutes, and I welcome actually a caller to call in and see if maybe we can compete a caller versus Ara and see who knows it. And I don't know if we have a prize.
Maybe.
All
right, guys.
We have a 10-foot USB cable.
I will take all challengers.
Maybe we can come up with something.
Maybe.
Don't be shy.
But that'll be interesting. And then we also have to tell about Family Feud.
Yes.
Huge event at Penny Arcade.
Maybe I will give up the throne now to Alon for the next segment.
All right, we'll be back after the break, everyone. Congratulations! You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Alon.
Winner is you.
Winner is you. That's right. Success is you.
But Alon, you guys are really jazzed about that space giraffe.
It just had really cool menus and it had flashy stuff.
Yeah.
It was Tempest with really, really cool flashy stuff.
Rich was having epileptic seizures. So
it was awesome.
If you want to have an epileptic seizure, you can go to uat.edu and make games.
That's a resounding endorsement right there.
Make games that make people go wild. Right? Rich, you're still there. Have you even set foot on campus since you got back?
No. I start classes September 4th again.
Oh, you're on a break.
Yeah.
So you're just going to like skip them all, just hang out there, be like the cool guy, like the rebel without a cause.
Yeah. Was there anybody else from UAT at PAX?
I didn't see anybody. I mean, there was 37,000 attendees at PAX, so it's
GDC, a lot
extremely
of
easy to miss somebody.
Okay. Well, speaking of attendees, we also did another event, bigger than even the Chatterbox Treasure Box, which was like standing room only, six rows deep. It was crazy.
It was packed, and it should have been a bigger area.
Yeah, we need a bigger area
next year. Gabe and Tycho, hook us up.
Next year, you guys need a stadium.
Yeah.
Well, you had what, like 20,000 people?
We essentially did have a stadium for Family Feud.
For Family
Feud. We've got some pictures we can look at during the next
break. How many
people
do you think we had in there? I mean, it was like
half
filled.
I heard that room store is like, oh, it was way more than half filled.
Was it more than? I really couldn't see.
It looked like it was like 80% filled.
It was pretty dark, so.
Only the back few rows were empty, and I'm pretty sure someone said it feels like 5,000.
Yeah. So there's probably 4,000.
We had literally thousands of people watching
over 9,000.
You know, studies have shown that people routinely underestimate when they're counting,
so we probably had something close to 32,000.
So yeah, 40, 80,000.
Yeah.
Very seriously, it was huge. Thousands of people watching.
A lot of people.
And
they saw my afro.
Every single person who volunteered information about it was just like, that was awesome. You guys were great.
Was it off the hook?
I think the hook was on firmly the whole time, but it was quite good.
I'm kind of worried though, like next year, if we have like surveys again, we're going to have computers do it or something because... We had like
we spent a lot of time.
We had like 150 hand surveys, but like as popular as it was, if we have 2,000 surveys, I'm not doing it.
Well, we'll just accept the first 100 responses.
Yeah. It will be like, oh, no, cut off.
Yeah, Rich and I spent like half of Saturday arranging all the answers that we got
Friday
night. I missed
the Assassin's Creed demo because of it, which I heard it was the same thing they already showed. Well,
it
didn't really matter because I said it was pretty much the same stuff. Anyways.
All right. So let's start asking questions here, and we've got a caller. I don't know if he wants to be a contestant here, but before we do that, I also want to say, one of our wonderful Chatterbox fans, Bacon Sandwich, he's on the forums a lot, and he even goes into the chat sometimes. I saw him twice at the show. He came and talked to me, and then the next day he said something about the Family Feud event, too. And both times I was like, so who are you? What's your name? And I just felt like such a turd the second time, because you could see like the look on his face like drop, like, what, you don't remember me? I was totally a Chatterbox.
You're such a jerk.
I am.
I didn't even get to meet him. I was like, oh, Bacon Sandwich.
Dude, I'm horrible at remembering people. And like, he's changing shirts, and I was so busy. Like, I'd love to hang out with these guys.
Did he look like a Bacon Sandwich?
No. But I'd love to hang out with these people, like just outside the show or during the show or something, but I had no time. Friday, I was preparing for the moderator thing. Then right after that, I was preparing for Chatterbox Treasure Box. Then Saturday, we were doing the survey thing, and I was prepping the show for Sunday.
People kept coming up to us and asking us questions.
Yeah, I had no time.
People, Bacon Sandwich just clearly crushed because I don't see him on the chat room.
Did you know? Someone else pulled me aside and said, hey, Alon, don't go anywhere. And he made fan food for me. I got cookies on sticks from one guy. I don't even know who he was.
Those
were
good. I ate them.
I'm really impressed.
Family Feud event.
I've
like,
never been given fan
cookie.
Food. I did make sure he ate one in front of me before I ate it.
Well, yes, you've got to be careful about that.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this game. Let's get to Nick from Chicago here.
I'm
Nick, you are now on the air.
right.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hi.
I got to tell you, we have not been told by the board operator what you're calling for, so clue us in.
Oh, yeah, I was calling about PEX.
Oh, tell us about it.
Do you remember me?
Nick?
Uh-oh.
Nick.
Just say yes.
Listen, dude. There are lots of Nicks.
Which Nick were you?
Huh?
All right, open up here, dude. What do you want to tell us about PAX?
That was there.
That you were there. It was on. Were you at Chatterbox Treasure Box?
Actually, I was at all three of your events.
Yeah, tell me what you thought about the panel.
I thought it was pretty good, but I can't remember anything they said now.
Nah, it doesn't matter. You're kind of blowing smoke, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Now, the Treasure Box event, did you win any prizes at the Chatterbox Treasure Box?
No, but I did answer a question, and I got it wrong.
Oh, which one?
Manner.
Which one?
About Wii Fit. I was supposed to say balance board.
Oh, I remember you, buddy.
I know who you are.
I remember him. You were wearing a red shirt.
Yes.
All right. Alon redeems himself.
All right, so let's ask him.
So maybe
him.
We should ask him the same question and see if he gets it right.
No, but let's give him let's give him something. What do we want? Like hardware for 300? I have no prizes for you,
he
by the way.
He knows the questions. He was there.
No. You think he remembers all of them?
I don't know. Let's ask him, see if he knows.
Let's ask Aura.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be... I like the question.
And then,
I
Nick, know. You can tell us if you think Aura should have known this. Let's do a hardware for 300.
We can do a little show like, is Aura right or not? Right? Are you smarter than
Aura?
Oh,
you'll know this one.
All right.
Okay, well, don't
do
give me something
read it
easy.
Should I read it?
You go ahead.
All right.
Give me
Here's a
challenge
question.
Here.
What is the name of the light gun bazooka style thingy on the SNES?
Are you kidding me?
No, what's the question?
Super scope?
Okay, but do you remember the bonus question, Nick?
No clue.
All right, what was the Sega Genesis competitor?
Ooh.
Ooh, Sega Genesis competitor.
And there was the Super Scope and the Super Scope 6 cartridge for the Super Nintendo.
Right.
And then there was a similar light gun that tried to compete.
You're right, there wasn't there.
And it had these three parts. You could, like, the pistol part, and then the shoulder vesting, and the two eye whatever.
You know, it's on the tip of my tongue. You know, tell me what letter it starts with.
M.
That's like right in the middle of that alphabet there.
All right, Nick, what was your favorite part of PAX?
Probably Family Feud. That was awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Rich was especially, he loved that. He got to do a lot of work.
I almost broke the entire thing.
Yeah, he almost broke it at the end.
And I was like, all right,
we broke
yes,
it together.
The right button.
That thing is hard to run. We didn't know what we were doing. But I'm really glad that you liked it. I had a great time. I think we're going to do an even better job next year because we'll work out the kinks. But anyway, thank you very much for calling, Nick, and boosting our egos.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for the call.
I feel cool now.
All right, so now we're going to get into this answer. You sure you don't get it?
Oh, gosh. You know what? It's like, man, no.
Okay. The answer is the Menacer.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right, so let's tell you. You can tell us which category you want. We've got console, which are questions about video game consoles or games on video game consoles. Modern.
How about this? How about the chat room decides which category I answer?
All right, well, if they can... you know, ring in fast enough. But here are the categories. You've got console, which is questions about console games or possibly specific consoles.
Console.
Modern, which has to do with just like the sorts of news and things we came across in the last year.
Modern.
There's hardware.
Hardware. You guys in the chat room listening?
All right. Then there's also Rising Fun.
Rising
Fun. Like Penny Arcade calls the land of the Rising Fun.
Rising Fun?
When they talk
games.
About Japan.
Aura, you gotta know this stuff.
So it's all about imports and stuff.
Okay.
And, then there's audio, and if we know, we can put the microphone up to the computer there.
That might not
audio
work
stuff.
As well. We could try it.
Audio?
You know, it's funny.
Man.
Rich was doing stuff during Family
People
Feud.
People love the audio, by the way, Alon.
Did you realize there's a big fat mute button? So if you wanted to turn off when you were doing the last round thing on Family Feud to switch over.
You know what? There is a mute button on the computer, but I don't care.
All right.
I guess the chat room wants me to do modern.
Okay.
There's also a potpourri, which can just be anything.
Okay, potpourri,
audio
guys.
Is audio random cues. You crap. Listen to game music.
Okay, cool. we've got 4 votes for modern from the same person.
For 500 points,
and,
let's go.
And 1 vote for console, so the loudest person wins.
All right, modern for 500. What independent game studio was started in the wake of Capcom's Clover Studio? Clover Studio, you know what games they made, Rich.
You guys got to pick a hard category for me,
don't
you?
Which games they made? They made a Beautiful Joe. and stuff like Okami, God Hand on the PS2.
Yeah. And then Capcom's like, oh, you made all these really cool games, so we're going to fire you.
You're not making enough money for us because your games are way
too modern. That's too modern.
And they said, well, then we're going to make your own studio. And they called it something.
All right, well, I guess we'll move on to the next one. Does anybody in the chat room know? All right, well, I won't tell them until after the break, and then we'll come up with at least 4 more questions for you.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Oh, hi.
My name's Ara Shasharinian.
I'm Alon.
And I'm Rich over here.
That's
in the corner.
Rich, the excitable one.
I've decided to start using my last name because Ara is such a common name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Shasharinian is even more common.
Ara the S bomb along a ding dong.
And basically, like, you know, when you say Ara, nobody, like, they don't even understand that, like, the number of phonemes exuding from my mouth are enough to even constitute a name. So whenever I go up to someone new and they tell me my name, they're just all bewildered and confused, and they don't know what's going on.
What,
so,
was that Ari?
Ari, no. Ira, Aura, yeah, I've heard them all.
Yeah.
But all right. I digress.
So let's get back to this game. Remember, you've got categories console, hardware, audio, modern, potpourri, and rising font.
We were going to tell them the answer to the...
Well, I didn't know the answer
suspenseful
to that question.
Oh.
But,
all right, and the answer, Rich?
It's seeds.
Seeds, okay.
And
seeds.
Somebody said it in the chat, but it's in the other window, and I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
I have to alt-tab it, and that's just way too hard.
Well done. All right, so, Ara, what category would you like?
Chat room, guys, you have 5 seconds.
There is a delay.
Ara, let's...
All right.
So...
Pick something.
Okay, Japanophilia or whatever.
Land of the Rising Fun for 400.
500.
Let's do 400.
400?
Yeah, right. We'll make it easier for him, because I don't think he's going to get it. All right, so this one you'll know. How does the control of menu navigation differ between U.S. and Japanese PlayStation games? It's a difficult question to ask.
Yes, but a very easy one to answer.
And what is the answer?
Well, in Japanese games, circle is normally the confirm button, and X is normally the cancel button, and in
right
US
on.
It's vice versa.
Exactly okay.
People were really confused by that question,
yeah,
the
it was
wording
tough,
of it.
One guy got it.
And Ara was like, I know what that is.
All right, so that
okay,
was good.
Okay. Something more difficult.
Well, you failed on the 500 more question, difficult? But you got the 400 question.
Okay.
And you got the 300, so really you're up 200 at this point.
All right, $200.
All right, so let's give you a potpourri question. You want 1, 2, 3, 4, or 500?
500, come on.
Good, because I already clicked it.
Okay. Rich.
That's because Rich knows
okay,
what I'll go
here
for.
Here we go. We have... I just made loud noise. Anyways, what cooking technique is rumored to fix disc read problems with Xbox discs?
What? Cooking
typically
technique?
The demo discs, more specifically.
Dude,
wasn't
we had
it?
we had a girl competing.
Yeah.
She was representing Penny Arcade, and she got this question right.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to read it twice. She knew immediately.
There's a cooking technique, and it has to deal with
something
the Xbox
you might do
discs.
To a piece of food if you were wanting to eat it.
And it fixed the disc read error on Xbox.
Could it be boiling?
Yeah.
It is.
All right.
Did you just guess because you can't think of anything else you could do with a disc?
Way to cue me on that one a lot. That's awesome.
All right. So I'm not going to take away any points. I'm not going to give you any.
That's crazy. I've never heard of
it
that.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
And it seems to work.
We didn't make that up.
Okay.
I haven't done it myself, but it's widely supported.
All right. Let's give him audio for 200. You can just throw your mic by the computer because we don't have it plugged into the
we'll
board.
We'll try it. I'm going to make a loud noise with the microphone.
You think you can do it there?
Yeah, we'll do
and
it.
And with his mouth.
Oh, we got some weird ticking that I built into it. Yeah.
Only the best
all right,
technology.
Listen up.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha
What game did you hear that in?
Are you kidding? Katamari Damacy?
Well done. See, I give you an easy one.
Nicely
200.
Done.
Okay, not only can I tell you what game it's from, I can almost tell you
what the
song
title?
Is actually called.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, it's like something like Over the Moon or something.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, that's not anything.
Rich got these ready. He knows.
It's Katamari on the Rock.
There we go.
Yeah! Bonus point.
Applause, yes.
And I tell you what, let's not produce the dead air audio and move on to the next question.
Yeah.
We're
going
to give you a console for $500. The question is, Rare developed a state-of-the-art technique for generating the visuals.
You better get this right.
Yeah, they generated visuals in Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo and other games. We want to know what vehicular racing game used the same visual technique as Donkey Kong Country.
State of the art for
at the time.
For Donkey Kong Country.
Yes.
Well, I doubt that I would even say that rotoscoping is state of the art.
That is.
Okay.
Is that not the technique we're talking about?
Well, that's not the phrase that they used for it.
Oh, maybe. Okay. I don't know. Well, no, I guess I don't know. I guess they wouldn't. Really, like,
what other game used the technique?
That's like pre-rendered graphics, you mean?
Something like that. But we're not looking for the name of the technique, although that's the bonus question.
I'm stalling for time. Can't you see?
Well, I'll stall by explaining to Rich the way it works is here. It's like you read one question, then I read the other. That's where the confusion comes in.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Yeah, it's back and forth. It's a ping pong match.
Okay.
Rich, by the way, played ping pong at Take Two for the Wii.
Ping pong on the Wii is absolutely horrendous.
They were like, oh, it's so advanced.
It's hard
to figure out. And he just like put it between his legs and shook it back and forth over and over and over.
I just air humped the controller.
So they did another game? They did another game
with
the same thing.
It's table tennis.
Same game on the Wii.
No, I'm talking about the question now.
No, yes. We're just on a completely different topic now. You're
all right,
way
so
too
you
late.
Obviously didn't get it right. The answer is Uniracers. Uniracers use the advanced computer modeling technique, ACM.
Come on.
That's bullcrap, man.
All right, that's negative 500 points for you. All right, now let's get to audio 400.
That's just some PR drivel, man.
I think
we should
do audio
about.
For 500. I like that song more.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's the one I want.
Audio for 5.
Or is that the one I want?
Facility.
Okay. I don't even know what 400 is.
All right, here it is. All right, so again, there's ticking because I had to prepare to ask people. Where did you hear this?
What the heck is that?
See?
Squeaky microphone.
Drewby's got this right, and
he
even knew what level in the game.
No, I've never heard this before.
Okay.
I haven't played this game.
A hint is the level is called Facility, and it was a game on the Nintendo 64. And if you don't get it anymore...
Okay, you know what? I didn't play that game, but I bet you're probably talking about GoldenEye. Right?
Yes, that is the game I'm talking about. You've never played GoldenEye?
You need to get the hell out of this room.
No.
Leave now.
Look.
You've never played GoldenEye?
Okay, you listen.
Ever?
You listen, you. I didn't say ever. I didn't play the one-player game, okay?
I didn't really play the one-player game either.
Yeah.
I've played about 100 hours of multiplayer minimum.
Hey, I played GoldenEye at Tommy Tallarico's house.
Oh.
Yeah, how do you like
name
me now?
Name drop. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I played it at Alon Weissman's house. Yay! Yeah.
Dude.
And they didn't have the sound up.
And by the way, the one-player...
And we probably didn't play that level.
The one-player I
have influential
played
game for me.
So... I mean, but the multiplayer was where it was at.
Rich, did you use two controllers to play that game?
Two controllers to play GoldenEye?
Were you aware that you could do that?
No, not really.
Yeah,
I did.
GoldenEye was the first game.
I did play two controllers on the Pod Racer game.
Well, like
anyways,
you knew how you could hold a controller in each hand and use two analog sticks.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
Very sweet. All right, so you failed there.
Yep.
Sorry, Ara. It's tough.
Hey. You're negative right now, I believe.
Yeah. Well, ask me
negative.
Better questions.
Right.
No.
He's like negative 800. All right, next question. We're going to give you Potpourri for 4.
Is this my turn or your turn? Technically, I moved the microphone to the audio.
Go ahead.
All right, here
we
go.
Is this another audio question?
No. You'd hear ticking and then sound if there was an audio question. Yes.
All right, give it to me.
Potpourri for 400 is, what was the code name for the Nintendo GameCube before its release?
GameCube?
Yes.
Yep. Dolphin?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Next question.
Well done.
Good going, dude.
All right.
You know, I got an email from someone saying that we didn't give enough questions out to the audience.
Dude, we gave like 40.
We gave out 35 prizes. We gave out 35 prizes, plus the three contestants gave five of their prizes out to the audience. So a total
of
40 out to the audience.
Well, I think...
Which, by the way, is
Puppet
more...
Puppet ran away with one of those tokens, by the way.
Yeah.
And so it was technically 39. But did we give one to...
But we asked them the question at least.
Yeah.
That's more than the number of questions actually posed to the contestants.
It was a lot.
So whoever wrote that to me needs to reevaluate.
Needs to think
before. We gave more questions to the audience than we gave to the contestants, which is really interesting to me. We'll be right back with a few more questions. What game is that from?
I haven't played that game.
Aura, did you never play any Nintendo 64 games? Seriously.
I had three N64 games.
What?
Give me a break.
What did you do? Are you a PlayStation 1 owner?
I had better
You're one of those losers that played the PlayStation 1 the whole time?
I'm one of those winners who plays good games.
Dude, no. N64 had way better games than the PlayStation 1, hands down.
All right,
no
Nintendo
asked.
Fanboy.
Dude, you have to know what that was from.
Let me remind everybody that this is the Chatterbox Game Show. You can go to chatterboxgameshow.com. Actually, we're the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. But chatterboxgameshow.com is the URL to hit up the site, or chatterboxshow.com or chatterboxers.com. And one of our fantastic sponsors, UAT, you can go there, University of Advanced Technology, and you can become a video game trivia nerd like us.
Yeah.
So we're going to enter the lightning round. We only have a few minutes left. Let's head back over to the game board, Rich.
Should I tell everybody what that was? Because everybody else knows.
We would be wasting our time to even say it. Let's switch over to the board.
You don't get to know what that was from.
It's Star Fox 64, thank you.
Because you're looking at the chat. You loser. You know,
all right.
He shouldn't get a lightning round.
Console 400.
Just give me the lightning round. We need more lightning.
All right.
What was the first game playable on Xbox Live?
Hexic?
No.
Xbox
that's not
Live.
Even close.
Yeah.
All right, next
that's
question.
The wrong generation, even. All right, the answer was MechAssault.
All right, okay, that's a great question.
All right, this is Modern for 400. What game exec wagered against the availability of his company's console during an interview with EGM?
Was it Peter Moore?
No.
Allard?
No. You're wrong company, dude.
Jack Tretton.
Jack Tretton, yeah. That was, no, that's
all right, hardware for four.
You got it?
What handheld system has a built-in daily horoscope?
The DS?
Nope. Oof. Good failure, though. All right, moving on. Let's do Potpourri for three.
All right. What two consoles share their names with major automobile brands?
Jaguar.
Yeah.
Saturn.
Yep.
All right, the other one was the Neo Geo Pocket Color. And it may have been the Neo Geo Pocket as well. But
I basically just told everyone I don't have a DS by answering that question.
Yeah.
All right, this is Console for 300. Name the original game which Rob the Robot helped you play.
Gyromite.
Nice.
That is correct. We got a couple 500s left, right?
Yeah, we do.
Rising Fun for 5. What prevented Super Famicom games from running on a Super Nintendo?
Pieces of plastic.
That is correct. That's exactly the answer I was looking for, actually. Ben gave like two clips. Now, I wanted just to hear pieces of plastic, which is great. There were these two clips you could just pull out with pliers, and all of a sudden, no, look, the cartridge fits. All right.
All right.
Hardware for 5.
Hardware for 500. Name the Nintendo console that is also a game controller which plays Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo games from a 64 megabyte flash card.
No chance in hell will you get this question right.
Yeah.
The Nintendo console?
But there was someone in the audience who got it right.
Yeah, there was. One person.
What?
It's Chinese.
It came out in China?
It is only for the Chinese region.
That's a big eh.
It sounds remarkably similar to another question we have.
Yeah. I was going
to
guess the Super Xian Feng, but no, that was a copier for the...
it's called the IQ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich, for that.
All right, Rising Fund for 3.
Rising Fund for 3?
Yes.
Let me click this button. There we go.
Oh, you'll know this, Ara. Name the stainless steel DVD playing GameCube branded by Panasonic.
The Panasonic Cube.
Yeah, you there only you own go. One.
Which I have.
I was going to say it sounds remarkably similar to that. Yes. The IQ, right. All right, and Modern for 3?
I use it to shave with every day.
All right. Harmonix made Guitar Hero for Red Octane back in the day. Now, each company has been purchased by even larger companies. Name them.
What two companies bought both Harmonix and Red Octane?
Well, two different companies.
One bought the other.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, Activision, I think...
bought who?
Activision bought Red Octane, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
And then wasn't like MTV or something bought Harmonix?
That's correct.
MTV Networks, to be exact.
Yep.
All right, let's do the audio for 4.
I just made that up. I didn't even know the answer to that.
That is absolutely correct.
Through the beeping.
All right, audio 4.
We got to reduce the beeps next time. Definitely.
It's your fault.
It's all my fault.
Oh my god. Okay, here's
I'll give you a hint. It's Japanese.
Yeah, thanks for that. You know, I played it.
Did you?
But, I mean, gosh, I mean, I don't think this
sweet
is right.
Irony.
But just from the total cacophony of it and the total Japanese-ness, I'm going to guess Taiko Drum whatever. No?
It is not Taiko no Tatsujin.
Which is a fun game.
Sort of. It's also kind of incredibly boring.
I like it. Yeah. I use my thumbs.
No, wait. It's a
Anyways.
Wendon, isn't it?
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, it's a Wendon. I'm looking at the screen and people are giving me the answer.
They didn't say one thing. That was pure brains,
buddy.
All right,
we're going to run through all the 200s real fast.
Potpourri for 200. In Rayman Raving Rabbids, what do the rabbits use as ammunition in the first-person shooter levels?
Buggy user interface screens.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. Let's go on to the next one.
No, that's wrong.
No, it's correct. Toilet plungers.
Hardware for 200.
What peripheral resembles today's dance mats, but is most popular for use with world-class TrackMate?
Don't know.
The NES Power Pad.
Oh,
dude.
Ara, why are you on the show?
Okay. Rising Fund for 2. This one's easy.
Final Fantasy VI was originally released in the United States as which number in the Final Fantasy series? We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Okay, good.
Yeah, good. Number 3.
Good.
Modern for 200. This game was effectively banned in the UK when the British ratings board refused to
Manhunt
rate
2. All right, next question.
Yeah, which, by the way, just last week they announced was going to be released in the U.S. now.
You know, there's a whole lot of blog posts and news about that, and I'm reading it, and I'm just like, I really don't care about this.
Well, we all expected it.
Well,
we knew they would just release it as MA.
That's good news.
All right, next question.
Console for 200. What did the Sega Genesis version of Mortal Kombat include that the Super Nintendo version lacked?
Don't know.
Ugh.
There were 3 possible answers to this.
Crappier graphics?
Yes. That was the third answer.
Yeah. It was either blood, faithful fatalities, or crappier graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, potpourri for 1.
Sweat.
You guys are keeping me on my toes here.
What fast food chain recently marketed a group of 3 advert games for the Xbox consoles?
Burger King.
Do you know the names of the games?
Sneak King.
Yep.
Pocket
Bike Racer was the other one. And
Big Bumpin'.
All right, that is the end of the show, everybody. You can actually listen to all of these questions and how the game went if and when I actually get it online.
Yeah,
and we'll be back next week to talk about our, you know, what we do
everything
here.
Everything else that happened.
Talk about video game industry and everything.
We're going to talk other stuff at PAX.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the Penny Arcade video game, by the way. The precipice of, on the rain slick precipice of darkness.
Yeah, that's something like that.
Anyway, thanks, guys, for the quiz.
Stay tuned. We'll be back next week.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.